Tehillat Musar's 40 Days of Musar Practice from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Visualization Practice Explained. Welcome to 5-Minute Musar. I am Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer of Kehillat Musar. Musar demands that spiritual insights and intellectual concepts be brought into one's being through the use of all of one's senses. Being able to imagine things that are not before one's eyes is extremely important for the development of empathy and for making good moral judgments. Rav Salanter, founder of the Musar movement, and his disciples advocated the meditative practice of visualizing images, siyurim, before one's eyes. We are likely to internalize the ideals of the Torah when we make them accessible to our senses in a concrete and experiential way. There is a history of about 200 years where Musar teachers came up with visualizations as spiritual practice. The foundation of this practice is to change how our inner life is collaborated, and to bring about that change is experiential. There is a recognition in Musar that ideas alone cannot change us. They do not hold the potency and power as experiential practice does. What Musar seeks is an ambitious and profound kind of change. Ideas do need to be grasped. However, in Musar practice, there is a second step that causes an internalization of the concept that Musar wants to impart. Each time we do visualization practice, it leaves a trace on our soul. Over time, those traces accumulate as we practice visualization regularly as part of our Musar practice. These traces eventually create different impulses within us. The miser becomes generous. The impatient person becomes patient. The practice is to experience inwardly certain specific images that are designed to bring about certain changes. Rabbi Simcha Zissel Ziv was the Musar movement's most forceful advocate of harnessing the power of visualization. The following are examples of the types of visualizations he created, practiced, and taught. Keeping in mind the suffering of others by keeping images of their suffering before one's eyes. Number 2, visualizing parables that inspire good behavior. Number 3, imagining the consequences of one's behavior and the way that others would judge one's behavior. Number 4, bringing to mind mental images of the rewards promised for good or the punishments promised for evil. And number 5, seeing an image of other people's good qualities before one's eyes. Last podcast or blog session, depending if you're listening or reading, we practice a visualization to prepare for how we want to be during this new year. We are now in the last week of our 40 days Musar practice before Yom Kippur, before the Day of Atonement. We at Kehillat Musar dedicate this session to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, where we seek to honor her memory for the blessing that it is. We will practice holding the image of all her good qualities in our mind's eye. May we merit to perform good deeds in her memory. Gamar Chatima Tova. May you be sealed in the Book of Life.